Good morning. What is your aroma? That is the title of this message. We're going to be in 2 Corinthians chapter 2, down around verse 14 to verse 16. You want to open your Bibles there, and whether it's in a written form or in a digital form, if you turn there. Our thoughts are fed by our five senses. And think of smells that bring to remembrance past events. You know, the things that we see, the things that we hear, the things that we smell, the things that we taste, the things that we touch. Those all are stored as memories in our brain. And we can be reminded of those things by having a similar experience. For example, to this day, whenever I smell secondhand smoke, when I walk by somebody smoking a cigarette and I smell that secondhand smoke, I am reminded of when I was a kid at the beach on the boardwalk area where the amusements were. I'm reminded of that because back when I was a kid, cigarette smoking was very common everywhere. There weren't designated areas, there weren't restrictions for where you could smoke. And for some reason, that got in my mind as the memory. And every time I smell it, I'm reminded of being at the beach in that amusement area as a kid. When I eat almond thin cookies, you know, almond thins, a little very, very, very thin cookie with slivers of almonds on them. Whenever I eat those, I'm reminded of my business trips to Belgium. Because that was a common thing. In the restaurants, if you ordered a cup of coffee, they automatically brought out to go along with the coffee a case, almost looked like a cigar case that you opened up, and they were individually packed in there, almond thins. This was just a regular thing in the restaurants and cafes in Belgium. It was just something they just did when you ordered a cup of coffee. They brought those out, and I'm reminded of that whenever I eat those. You know, what are some of the smells that you or that bring back some kind of special memory, good or bad? In 2 Corinthians chapter 2, verses 14 to 16, talks about smells, talks about aromas. 2 Corinthians 2:14, now thanks be to God who always leads us in triumph in Christ and through us diffuses the fragrance of His knowledge in every place. For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one we are the aroma of death leading to death, and to the other the aroma of life leading to life. And who is sufficient for these things? The key to open this passage is in verse 14, right there at the beginning, who always leads us in triumph in Christ. The imagery Paul used is a military picture of ancient Rome. When a famous general came home after years of war in foreign lands, having won victory or victories, it was a special event. There would be a parade to honor him, with incense filling the air and the citizens lining the streets. I'm guessing that over time, when people caught the smell of incense in the air, they knew something was happening, maybe even a parade. The victorious general rode in his chariot with his trusted officers at his side. A train of captives were chained behind, and the other spoils of war for Rome were on display. Conquering enemies were celebrated in the Roman Empire. The greatest victory ever won was on Calvary's Hill. There Jesus made a spectacle of Satan. If you go to Colossians chapter 2, verse 13 down to about verse 15, it says, "And you being dead in your trespasses and the uncircumcision of your flesh, he has made alive together with him, having forgiven you all trespasses, having wiped out the handwriting of requirements that was against us, which was contrary to us, and has taken it out of the way, having nailed it to the cross, having disarmed principalities and powers, he made a public spectacle of them, triumphing over them in it." The imagery there is that as Jesus was about to be crucified, Satan was just enjoying it. Satan was celebrating. Finally, Jesus, he won. Jesus is being crucified. And it was deserved because of the sin of people. But see, the thing was, Jesus was innocent. Jesus was not guilty of any sin. And so he became the sacrifice, the perfect sacrifice to pay for all of the sin of all time, of all mankind. And that's why it says there that he took the handwriting of requirements, that sin that was standing against us, and it says he took it and he nailed it to the cross with him. And in that way, it says he disarmed principalities and powers, and he made a complete spectacle of Satan, completely defeating him and paying for all the sins and freeing every person who would put their faith in him and seek forgiveness of their sins. And as Christ conquered the spiritual powers and displayed his victory, he also trampled over the pride and the unbelief of mankind, conquered by grace and chained to the Savior's chariot. We now, like those captives of the Roman general, we are now chained to Jesus' chariot. And it says that we follow in his victory. We follow in all of the victories. Wherever Jesus goes, we experience that. Rome's victory march was marked by clouds of incense rising along the parade route into the great city. The knowledge of God is spread by those who proclaim the victory of the Lord in his redemption. It says, through us diffuses the fragrance of his knowledge in every place. Freedom, life, and salvation, confidence, joy, and hope. It's even much more. The messenger and the message have become one entity. In verses 15 and 16, notice the words, "we are." For we are to God the fragrance of Christ among those who are being saved and among those who are perishing. To the one we are, the aroma of death leading to death, and to the other, the aroma of life leading to life. And who is sufficient for these things? So, We're not just spreading the fragrance of Christ. We have become the fragrance of Christ. When people experience us as His servants, as His life works through us, we become that fragrance. We become the incense of the message of Jesus Christ. We can view this imagery as types or shadows of what was to come in the Old Testament. In 2 Chronicles chapter 30, verse 22, "And Hezekiah gave encouragement to all the Levites who taught the good knowledge of the Lord, and they ate throughout the feast 7 days, offering peace offerings and making confession to the Lord God of their fathers." Song of Solomon, chapter 1, verse 3. "Because of the fragrance of your good ointments, your name is ointment poured forth. Therefore the virgins love you." 2 Chronicles, chapter 13, verse 11. "And they burn to the Lord every morning and every evening burnt sacrifices and sweet incense. They also set the showbread in order on the pure gold table, and the lampstand of gold with its lamps to burn every night, every evening. And we keep the command of the Lord our God, but you have forsaken Him." Jesus Christ became that acceptable sacrifice to God. And those who proclaim the good news are a reminder of Christ to God. Ephesians chapter 5, verse 2. "And walk in love, as Christ also has loved us and given Himself for us, an offering and a sacrifice to God for a sweet-smelling aroma." A reminder of death. As repulsive as a disgusting odor in rejection of the gospel message of Christ's salvation. Some people are hardened by good news, and it leads to death. The fragrance of life as the sweet aroma of the resurrection, as the hope of heaven. Acceptance of the good news leads to eternal life. Proclamation of the Word of God will have an effect, even on the hardened sinner. 1 Peter chapter 2, verse 7, "Therefore to you who believe, He is precious. But to those who are disobedient, the stone which the builders rejected has become the chief cornerstone." John 3:19, "And this is the condemnation, that the light has come into the world, and men love darkness rather than light, because their deeds were evil." John 15, verse 22, "If I had not come and spoken to them, they would have no sin, but now they have no excuse for their sin." Someone wrote, "What a privilege to be the means of life for mankind. But it is a grief to be the agent of judgment." Our text ends with, "Who is sufficient for these things?" The answer to that is only the Lord. 2 Corinthians chapter 3, verses 5 and 6. "Not that we are sufficient of ourselves to think of anything as being from ourselves, but our sufficiency is from God, who also made us sufficient as ministers of the new covenant, not of the letter, but of the Spirit. For the letter kills, but the Spirit gives life." It's about grace. 1 Corinthians 15:10, "But by the grace of God, I am what I am. And His grace toward me was not in vain, but I labored more abundantly than they all. Yet not I, but the grace of God which was with me." First, Paul described Christians as prisoners in chain. Then, as the servants bearing the incense. Finally, as the incense itself. As if he was saying, "I desire to live so that I may perpetually remind God of obedience, the sacrifice, the devotion of the Lord Jesus Christ." the very fragrance of life, the very fragrance of a life hidden with Christ in God. That's sweetness, tenderness, unselfishness to others. Through the lives of His true witnesses, the Lord makes known the sweet savor of His knowledge. In the Roman event, a public holiday was declared. People lined the roads to see the general arrive. A group of chained captives holding censers of burning incense. Another group was chained to the general's chariot, also carrying incense. One group will be freed, the other will die. The aroma of life leading to life. The aroma of death leading to death. Let me ask you, what is your aroma? What do they smell? Doing what Christ called us to do, even when the road is difficult and lonely, because Christ leads us in His triumph and diffuses His fragrance through us in every place. We are called to remain chained to His chariot as He accomplishes His will. Like missionaries going to places where the gospel has not been taken. Through the waters of adversity, through the fires of persecution, through the storms of disappointment. But let me ask you, will you remain chained to His chariot and diffuse the fragrance of Christ? Will you? Will you pray with me? Father, thank you for your word. Thank you for the truth that you have chained us in victory to your chariot. And wherever you go, we are led in that victory. And we become the fragrance of the good news, that it diffuses everywhere in our lives where you lead us. Some may be hardened by it on their way to death. Others will respond to know forgiveness and eternal life. But Lord, we are that fragrance in Christ. Thank you for that. And Father, I pray that you would bring conviction to each one of us that we might be that aroma. Thank you. And it's in Jesus' name we pray. Amen. Amen. You have a great day.